Of course, if you live long enough under this regime of class, you know this. You know how they play that common threat card. You know that we're not free. You know that the leadership is in love with supremacy. You know not only that the lust for limitless power exists, but that it is leading us. It is coterminous with statesmanship, which is the exclusive hold of the few on leadership. That is to say that it is precisely this mentality that is leading us. Yet this is never discussed. Yesterday, I listened to a conversation on the Moyer Report about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the thinking driving which is of actors whose loyalties are not tied to any particular state. And the pundits all professed shock that such a major trade deal could be arrived at in such a fashion, a process well beyond the reach of we the people. And they professed confusion as to why China is excluded, a veered confusion as to how these power guys could imagine that the economy could get better if the people are leveled to a common misery. And then one says, quote, of course, for the people in power, things are pretty good. They're doing fine. To which the other replied, well, they don't have much contact with people who are suffering, unquote. And then I'm sure there was much sage head nodding at this. But no one said, hasn't it always been like this? And for millennia? Irrespective of ideological justification, whether democracy or communism, as Goring said. So what do we do about it is the obvious key question that, of course, no one was asking. It's as if there's this invisible barrier, which all the pundits agree never to mention, but to always respect. So as they don't ask the obvious, the implicit message is, they are our betters. Nothing can be done. Instead of stating the truth, leadership is our common inheritance. It belongs to all of us. We must take it back. And then following the questions that come from that, because there's going to be questions. All of us were trained in this system.